Hamed's heart pounded wildly in his chest. He never felt such exultation as what now coursed through him at the sight of those terrified infidel faces as he fired his machine pistols into the ceiling. Fluorescent light fixtures burst under the assault of lead like fireworks, showering the crowd with fine bits of glass and plastic. As Hamed lowered the weapons, people dived for the floor. Nearly everyone in the crowd around him obeyed his shouted orders. One woman, a lean blonde about 40 years old, glared at him and stayed on her feet longer than the others. But then a younger woman with her reached up, grabbed her arm, and dragged her down to the floor.
Do what he says, Mom! Do what he says!
Near that pair, a man in a business suit stared for a second as if he couldn't comprehend what he was seeing. But as Hamed started to swing the barrel of his right-hand gun toward the man, the infidel's beefy face paled, and he dove to the floor next to a fair-haired young woman. The man put his arms over his head, as if that would protect him from a storm of bullets if Hamed chose to unleash one. The only thing the infidels possessed in greater quantity than arrogance was stupidity.
No one move! Everyone, stay down! Eyes on the floor!
He knew that others were crying out the same orders in other parts of the store. It would have been better if their numbers were larger, of course. They were a mere 20 believers against a horde of infidels, 22 if you counted Sheikh al-Mukhari and Shalasahi, who made good on her insistence she participate in their holy mission. But those 22 were warriors in a holy cause. They were opposed by American sheep too cowardly to fight back. If the events of the past decade demonstrated anything, it was that American resolve was weak and would crumble at the first sign of danger. That was why the minions of the great Satan were destined to lose every conflict. Not only were the Americans followers of false prophets, they were cowards. A few among them were aberrations, however. Like the man who suddenly rushed toward Hamed from behind, the fool moved like a water buffalo. Courage was not enough to protect him. Hamed heard him coming in plenty of time to swing halfway around, heft his left-hand gun. The steel-jacketed slugs punched into the man and stopped his charge. He went over backward instead, blood spraying from a half a dozen wounds as he fell. His bullet-riddled body landed on several people who were trying frantically to get out of the way.
You see what will happen if anyone tries to oppose us?
The Americans were disoriented. Now it was time to demoralize them even more than they already were.
Anyone who disobeys will die! Allahu Akbar!
Now Hamed heard something more satisfying than screams of fear. The sound of weeping. Despair was spreading among the captives. That meant that most of the battle was won, at least in this section of the store. The Americans were giving up, in hopes that their pathetic lives would be spared. They couldn't imagine that they were all doomed. Hamed, Mukhari, Shala, they all knew that they would never leave the Ultra Megamart alive. In the end, it would not even matter whether the American president agreed to Hizbut Tahrir's demands. No, the real victory would come in a moment of searing nuclear bliss, taking the lives of hundreds of Americans, leaving a gaping radioactive crater in the North Texas prairie as an eternal monument to the ultimate fate of all infidels. The act would be the final legacy of this day, a day of death and destruction to haunt Americans for all time. There was nothing they could do to prevent it. Nothing.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.